Scholastic Audio presents Dear America, The Fences Between Us, The Diary of Piper Davis by Kirby Larson, read by Elena Erica Davis. Here's what happened when he told us that day. Margie had made some new recipe, and we were all picking at it, trying to find the edible bits. I was thinking about calling Trixie to see if she wanted to go for a soda after supper to celebrate the end of sixth grade. Pop was making notes for a church meeting. Margie was probably daydreaming about her new boyfriend, Stan. All of a sudden, Hank put down his fork. "So, I guess I better tell you guys before I burst." He was wearing a smile even bigger than the one he wore when Garfield won the state baseball championships. "You're looking at semen, Davis." "What are you talking about?" Margie froze in her chair. Hank saluted. "I enlisted. United States Navy. I'll be on my way to boot camp in a week." Even though I was almost 13, I bawled like a baby. I didn't even feel like dessert, and it was lemon meringue pie. Margie got a funny look on her face, but she didn't let on what she was feeling. She's like that. She didn't even cry when she broke her leg skiing that time. Pop did what he did best. Talked. It comes naturally for a preacher, I guess. Anyway, first he talked about Hank being so young. Hank said 18 wasn't that young. Then Pop asked him about college. Hank said he'd get an education in the Navy and he'd get to see the world. Then Pop brought up the war in Europe. "These are troubled times, son. Hitler's on the march in Europe, and heaven only knows what Japan will do after occupying so much of Indochina." "Those are not our battles, Pop. We're not at war," Hank said. "But for how long?" Pop shook his head. "For how long?" That's when Hank lost his temper. He pushed himself back from the table. "Pop, you gotta let me grow up and make my own decisions. Besides, President Roosevelt promised we weren't going to get involved. It's the peacetime Navy for me all the way. You can worry about me falling overboard or getting a tattoo or getting seasick, but one thing you do not have to worry about is me being in that war."